Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as the show continues on. All of our listeners, you guys, you challenged us for a better mobile app, and we responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gau Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And if you don't have an iOS or Android device, no worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required and normal data rates apply. Well, as promised, it is time to go around the horn. We're so glad to have back with us each and every week. That's because the 2016 Major League Baseball season, it is in full swing. Good to have with us Andy Pondillo for our weekly news and notes. Did you get washed away this week, Andy?
No, we're all good. And then baseball, you know, the Astros were on the road, so they're able to get their games off here in Houston or away from Houston. And, you know, everything was good my way. Nothing too bad with the flooding going on.
Well, our thoughts and prayers for so many families that have been trying to muscle through that. Talk to me about the Nationals and the Cubs. How are things shaping up?
Well, they're two of the favorite teams in the National League, and you know, the Nationals are starting off playing like the Nationals that we thought we were going to see last season. Everybody was predicting them to go to the World Series, to be the best overall regular season team in the National League. A lot did not go their way. The one thing that did go their way last year was Bryce Harper. He even looks better this season. The key for them is always going to be, how do they keep that team healthy? You have Max Scherzer, a true ace. On paper, the NL East does not appear to be the strongest division in the world. They should be able to pick up a lot of wins off those bottom feeders. You know, the Nationals, everything can look good on paper. Sometimes they find ways to blow it all up. I think this year they're going to get themselves back into postseason play. What they do from there, if they're able to stay healthy, if they're able to win those 95 games, you know, I'm not 100% sure. Right now, so far, so good for this team. This team is as deep as any roster you're going to find in the National League, and they're translating that into early season wins. As for the Cubs, this is what we expected as well. They're supposed to be a good team this year. Not the flashiest team you're going to see. Everybody gets on base, a very deep lineup. You have those good middle-of-the-order boppers in Rizzo and Chris Bryant. You know, when you talk about athleticism, you talk about stealing bases, you do have guys who can do that, but most importantly, this team is a team that gets on base, and that's going to translate to more runs more times than not. So far, so good. I don't think the Cubs run away with this division, though, like a lot of people think.
Well, we're going to dive in and talk some more about the Cubs, but let's back up for just a moment. You were talking about the Nationals, just how they're healthy, they've got depth, but also Bryce Harper. You said, you know, he's off to a great season so far. He's been sensational, even better than his MVP season?
You know, so far, I mean, he's bashing home runs, he's running the bases, he's playing Gold Glove caliber defense, he's becoming the player everybody thought he was going to be, and I feel like some people got a little impatient with Bryce Harper. You have to remember, this kid came up when he was 19 years old to the major leagues. Most
Wow.
Players are in beginning college. If they're in professional baseball, they're in single A at this age. He came up accelerated through that national system, and now I believe it's age 23, definitely 5 years away from his prime years, and he's starting to show what everybody thought he was. You have the Barry Bonds comparisons going out there. That's a little extreme. He played in his own stratosphere that I don't think anyone's even come close to playing in. But if you're talking best player in the game, you're talking about competing with Mike Trout, Harper will have the ability to do that. He's batting a better lineup, a better organization right now, and it should produce to more of the fancy statistics that we all like to judge players by. Batting average, on base percentage, home runs, RBI, all those go up when you're in a better lineup. I think Harper is going to be given every chance to succeed in Washington. He is the guy over there. And, you know, for a little while, he was just one of the guys. He was a guy with the potential. After last season, people are starting to see how good he really can be.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about he was 19 years of age when he went to the majors. Why do you think he was able to make such a seamless transition?
Well, he did struggle a little bit at the beginning. He wasn't tearing it up. He was good when he first came to the big leagues. He wasn't electric. People wanted electric right away, and that just is unrealistic. Baseball is not like bringing in a college quarterback where he just comes in, it's Andrew Luck, and they tear it up and everything, you know, just goes on from there. Baseball, a lot of times it takes these players 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, even more years than that sometimes to figure it out. There's a reason why some of the Josh Donaldsons, the Jose Bautistas of the world, they don't figure out how to become superstars till they're 27, 28 years old. So to see a guy do it in his young 20s like that, it is unusual. It's just a bunch of natural talent, figuring it out, how to go against the book. There's a book out for all of these players. There's scouting reports, and a lot of times these guys with the natural abilities, they go through the minor leagues and just destroy the minor leagues because no one has good enough stuff to figure out how to get these guys out on a consistent basis. You get to the majors, they're going to figure out where your holes are. There is hardly any player that's ever played this game that doesn't have a hole somewhere in their game, and even the very best, they will get exploited time after time after, you know, again, over and over, and you have to find a way to combat that, whether it's fouling off pitches, whether it's taking balls the other way, whether it's just laying off that down and away slider. They're going to figure out how to get you out, and Harper has made the correct adjustments in the past few years, and that just comes with maturity.
Hey, we highlight Bryce Harper. Andy Pondillo is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, always providing the helping hand with our weekly MLB news and notes. Connect with our listeners, Andy, where they can go and check out your stuff online.
It's the Astro Chat podcast on ESPN975.com.
Okay, so Andy, high praise obviously for the Nationals. I mean, do you trust this team? I mean, how good are they?
I trust them to win the division this year. It's almost based off.
You're not going to go beyond that?
No, I don't know if they're a World Series caliber team. I trust them to win the division because I don't trust really anybody in this division. You know, the Mets, they obviously won the pennant last year. They have that great pitching staff, but they're far from a complete team. They seem like more of one of those one-year wonder teams that could get good eventually. I don't like their offensive depth at all. Not a big fan of their defense analytics either. When you look at the Nationals, you see much more of a complete offense. You have just so many injury guys on this team. It's why it always makes me hesitant to, you know, predict this team to go win a World Series. What will this team look like come September, October? Will they all be intact?
Right.
You know, Harper's been durable the last couple seasons now after having some injury, an injury history himself. How does Zimmerman, does Anthony Rendon ever, you know, put together that healthy season? Jason Worth, a guy they paid a lot of big money for, and really their starting pitching. Max Scherzer at the top. They did lose Ryan Zimmerman after the offseason, or Jordan Zimmerman, rather, after the offseason. So how do they continue with that depth in the starting rotation, which probably is not near as good as the Mets? A complete team, you put them against the Giants, you put them against the Cubs, you put them against the Cardinals. There are a lot of complete teams, or close to complete teams, in the National League right now. That makes it hard to compete in postseason play.
Well, with the Nationals, it just sounds like what you're saying is that it's kind of wait and see at this point. I do like the addition of Dusty Baker coming in, the managerial change that took place. What about you?
Yeah, he's a good old-school manager. Sometimes the old school approach in modern baseball isn't the best approach. They tend to just say analytics don't mean anything. And, you know, you can read a simple article that proves that defensive shifts and high analytics have done great number for baseball. They've helped a lot of teams succeed. They've helped a lot of teams find value players. And they've eliminated from having to go and sign that 7-year, that 8-year contract to these big superstar players over and over and over again, where you find players that, you know, you might pay $15 million over a 3-year span. You might spread out the money a little better and, you know, get a group of guys that collectively can help you win games. The Nationals, they are a good team, but they kind of go from that old school mentality, and they brought Matt Williams in, which I felt was kind of a goofy hire at the time. Dusty Baker gets back to that old school mentality. Will it work? Again, this team, if everything were to go right, they could be the best team in the National League. And Dusty Baker, I think, is a good players manager. People are going to be happier in the clubhouse than they were last year. I don't think Papelbon's going to be choking out Bryce Harper in the dugout this season. It's at least that's an improvement. I don't know if he's my favorite, though. I'm not a big fan of the old school manager right now.
Well,
baseball.
But Dusty Baker, it sounds like what you're saying, too, is that he's an upgrade from Matt Williams.
It is a big upgrade from Matt Williams. It'll keep peace in the clubhouse, and that's going to be important, as that team was pretty much a soap opera all of last season.
Okay, we're going to step aside for a quick commercial break in hour number two right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You be sure, connect with us. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports, and we will be right back with much more going around the horn with our very own Andy Pondillo from YSR.